Chapter 2. Theron's lip started to swell from the blow from the hook's knee. He felt like he'd been smashed with a swoop rider's helmet. He had a few small medkits tucked into his belt, but it didn't seem worth the effort. The wound was painful, but not debilitating. Instead, he ran through a simple series of mental exercises Nagani Zhou had taught him to soothe the body and mind. It was a trick the Jedi used to help them draw on the Force to heal themselves, but Theron had found that there were benefits even for someone like him. He acknowledged the pain in his lip, embraced it, then let it slip away from his consciousness. Almost instantly, the pain faded, though the damage remained. Good enough until the mission was over, and he could get a med droid to fix him up properly. Winding his way through the back alleys without further incident, he emerged in the corner of a small square in the red light district. There were fewer people here than in the promenade, but it was crowded enough that Theron kept an eye peeled for pickpockets as he crossed the square. A trio of teens on swoop bikes buzzed the crowd, flying the colors of one of the local street gangs. They laughed at the angry shouts of the pedestrians, circling tauntingly just above their heads before zooming off to disappear around the corner. Theron paid them little heed as he approached his destination. A squat two-story building on the other side of the square, owned by Morbo the Hutt, one of the moon's many local crime lords. In the front of the building was a small casino bar called Morbo's Paradise. In the back was a warehouse for storing whatever illegal goods the Hutt was trafficking, along with Morbo's private office. The plan was simple. Go into the club, slip a hefty handful of credits to the manager, and ask for a meeting with Morbo. Once inside, Theron would use his powers of persuasion and the Hutt's greed and self-interest to convince Morbo to call off the hit on Tefith and her crew. Quick, clean, and simple wasn't Theron's usual style, but he wasn't in the mood for any surprises. The club was more crowded than usual. Probably irrelevant, but Theron couldn't help but notice. After the ambush in the alley, his senses were on high alert. He quickly scanned the club for anyone who seemed out of place. If SIS had assigned the Hook to keep an eye on Morbo, there could be other agents on the case. He didn't see anyone who specifically grabbed his attention, but he did notice something else unusual. Most of the patrons weren't gambling. They sipped drinks, sitting alone or in pairs at tables and at the bar, as if waiting for something. A few openly studied him as he strode toward Rare's Shallot, the Nemordian manager of the club, who was standing in a corner near the back. Behind him, a pair of Gamorrean bouncers stood on either side of a door leading to the rooms in the back of the club. Early in his preliminary investigations, Theron had learned that Rares was Morbo's second in command. The Hutt called the shots. The Nemordian was in charge of carrying out his orders. Theron had also learned that Rares was dumb enough to take cuts for himself when Morbo wasn't looking, but smart enough to keep the grift small and unnoticeable. Eager at this point to get the mission over with, Theron skipped all pretense.
I need to speak to Morbo.
Forget it. Go wait with the others.
The reply caught Theron off guard. He'd expected Rares to say something like, "Nobody speaks to Morbo. Talk to me and I'll pass it along." Or maybe, "What's in it for me?" The unexpected response stoked Theron's already burning curiosity. He struggled to stay on script.
"Get me in to see your boss and I'll make it worth your while."
The Nemordian held him in a withering gaze.
"Morbo runs a clean auction. No sneak peeks at the merchandise. Go sit down before this gets ugly."
The Gamorreans turned to him. Their porcine snouts curled in anticipation, revealing their protruding tusks.
"Can't blame a guy for trying,"
Theron said with a shrug as the pieces clicked into place. The extra patrons of the club weren't gambling because they were here looking to buy. Theron hadn't heard anything about an auction in the 3 days he'd been on Nar Shaddaa. It must have been set up weeks ago. Potential buyers already contacted long before he arrived. And Theron could think of only one reason for all the secrecy.
Morbo's auctioning off captured Republic POWs.